Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 70. Today is Saturday, June 3rd, 2017. We're in Futureland. It's Sunday, June the 4th. Just saying. June the 4th, Sunday.
June 3rd.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Saturday.
It's lovely. Saturday. You two, hey, both of you, get those off the camera. That's just nasty, Stone. Nasty. So I'm your host, Leader, and apparently Nasty Stone is over there eating hickory sticks. Yeah. So now he's got a mouthful of food. Awesome. That's great podcasting right now. I know. I miss them. How are you, Stone?
I am good. You will get some soon.
Excellent.
I haven't sent any yet. That's right. But they're coming.
That's all right. I've got chalk mint Tim Tams for you.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate the chalk mint ones. Tim Tams?
Yep. Yep.
You need to send more than just one pack, because that's my favorite combo is chocolate mint.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Wow.
But there will be other combos. Yes.
Let's mow the lawn.
And the neighbor's mowing the lawn. Yay. Well, why not? Exactly. Why not? It's all happening. Speaking of happening, we have Nisi. Did you like that?
Hey.
That was a good save.
Hi, Nisi. Wow.
Oh. Hey, Nisi. Welcome back.
Guys. Thank you for having me back. I'm good. How have you guys been?
Good. I'm good.
Very good.
I'm going to be muting myself.
Stone's
going to be distracted. Up near
Stone's going to be outside throwing things at his neighbor.
That would be an interesting.
That would be.
Just open the blind so we can watch.
And turn the camera outside. Yeah.
So Carrie is stealing bag of M&Ms. Just saying.
M&M's is good. Nice. Excellent. Anyway, thanks for coming chatting with us again, Nisi. We really appreciate it. It's been a little while since we've had you on. So,
it's been a minute. Yeah.
And you haven't changed at all. Like, you're still looking good. The hair's looking good there. Little pink fluffy, feather and all of that. It's looking
a lot of work to stay looking that good, I gotta tell you.
Exactly. Totally understand. Anyway, what have you been doing? I'm guessing, you might have been doing a little bit of Bloodthirsty. I'm just saying.
Maybe just a little, just somewhere in between. A little bit.
Yeah. All right, tell us what you've been doing since we lost.
What haven't I been doing? Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Right, so. Hey.
What?
Only one person for that, so.
What? Wow.
Anyhow.
Anyway, moving on. Yes.
Let's see. I've got several different projects going on right now. I've got my Bloodthirsties. I'm still running all 10. We've had a little bit of a setback on the warrior class a couple times, but we're still forging ahead on that, trying to get there. And I've got a couple other projects going on. We'll get to those in a few minutes. But so Bloodthirsty's been going pretty well. I've been I'm streaming now, so I'm starting to stream my Bloodthirsty stuff because I can't bring myself to actually record 2 hours at a stretch and then edit it right now. So
Fair enough.
Yep. It's
and
I mean,
streaming
it's a pain,
allows
right?
it to record, right? So it goes on YouTube anyway.
I don't have it doing it just yet, but I'm gonna go and set that up soon. And I've got that going. And it's a little bit easier because then people can pop in and out and it's not just driving you crazy as, you sit there watching paint dry. But It's a little dull at times because you just keep repeating the same spot.
Kill 2034, kill 2035, kill
30. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But
and what? Go ahead. So you run in the 10, you run in the 10 bloodthirsties.
Yeah.
So the warrior's been the one that's given you the most of, what would we say, a hiccup? How many warriors have you lost in the last, you know, month or so?
I don't think I've lost anybody in the last month. I think I've lost 2 to maybe 3 since January. I want to say 2, okay. Though. Okay, I know it's more than that, but I think it's around 2 so recently. Because you know how everybody was starting to do their spreadsheets and keep track of, you know, how many deaths they've had this year? No, that's not going to happen. instead, I'm like running a list of total deaths because that's a lot easier for me to keep track of with all of this mess I've got going on. So I believe so far I am up to 18 bloodthirsty deaths total since I started, think about a year and a half ago now.
Wow. Okay, that's not too bad.
Not too bad.
Excellent. Yeah, okay, all right. And so what's your highest in the bloodthirsties at the moment?
Highest is going to be my Frostmage, Conjured Soul. She's now level 50. She's actually the highest mage right now, so I'm feeling really good about that, and I'm just trying to take it extra slow with her. But I'll tell you what, things changed a little bit when I got Ice Barrier. She's like... she feels not so much of a glass cannon anymore. I mean, she's still got the power, but she's not as squishy. I mean, mobs are sitting there tapping me and they're not even busting through the ice barrier right now. So I'm like, oh, that's interesting. So far she's been pretty strong, a lot stronger than I've been expecting. Mm-hmm. When I actually started out on the mage, I was like, yeah, this will be dead by like level 20, but let's give it a shot. She's still hanging in there. So I'm actually pretty amazed.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, been the strongest one so far. I mean, well, aside from the priest that I had, I mean, she's been pretty good. She's not as squishy as I was expecting, considering she doesn't really have a heal.
Yeah. Okay. So the mage is the current highest. Yes. And what's the highest that you've taken a toon to? I've completely gone mentally blank.
Highest was level 85. So I still got a ways to go to get up to there. But well, no, I'm in the 50 though. Range. Yeah. You know, just kind of trying to take it slow and not do anything stupid. So.
Nice.
There's times where I'm like, want to push it with her, and I'm like, you know, I was killing red level mobs on everybody else. I'm like, no, stop it. Mm-hmm. You're not that tough on this one.
You know what will happen. You know, as soon as you think something's a really good idea, but there's part of you that's like going, yeah, shouldn't do it, but you go and do it anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah, cool. I've been playing with fire with a couple of them. I believe the paladin and the hunter. I've been out there and I'm like, I'm really tired of this section. I don't want to look at Felwood anymore because I've got 3 more about to come through. And then it got busy where I was. And I'm like, I need someplace else to go. I went to my second spot and it was busy. And I'm like, well, you know, the mobs in the second spot are kind of the same level as the mobs in the first spot in the next zone. Maybe if I just kind of stick my toe in the water over there, we'll see what's going on. And then I'm like just obliterating them. And I'm like, okay. So I've just been kind of trying to do it in slow and make sure that I know where I'm at. And if it gets too busy, I've been trying to go to second and third positions in the zone that are about the same level. Because I'll tell you, it's been really busy lately. I don't know if it's because summer's coming in and a lot of schools are letting out at different times and there's more people on the servers. But it seems like the times that I've been playing lately, it's been just absolutely feast or famine trying to get a kill in. And I'm like, I've got to go somewhere else.
Yeah. And I suppose that's a frustrating thing because all you want to do is kill, whereas everyone else is running around questing and killing your kills. Yeah.
I actually had an incident the other night when I was streaming. I was streaming the mage and I'm standing there and I had just maybe 25% left to go in the level. And it wasn't quite time for me to finish the stream yet. And I'm like, okay. And I'm killing Yetis out there in Winter Spring. And all of a sudden, the Yetis kind of disappeared on me. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? And they respawned. I'm like, all right, we're fine. I killed one. And just as my frostbolt went off, it fell. But the frostbolt never got to it. I'm like, huh? And I turned around and looked. And there's a Blood Elf Hunter ? Standing there. And I'm like, Okay. I hit the next one. I hit it just as they hit it, and I got, like,
2 XP.
138 XP out of my normal 700 that I was getting. I was like, what? And I stopped, and I turned around and looked at them, and I, like, did a crying emote, because they're a horde, and I couldn't communicate with them, and I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. So then I went, I thought, well, you know, maybe they're skinning. So I went to kill the next one, and they did it again, and I'm like, okay, now I'm getting mad. So yeah. I'm like, are they thinking that they're helping me, or are they doing it to piss me off? I wasn't sure which. And I was, they were on a server that my friend plays on, and I was like, my friend on, and she wasn't on, so I couldn't even get her to tell them to please stop. So I'm like, yeah. Okay. Russell's like, just go somewhere else. I'm like, no, I'm not going somewhere else. This is personal now. So I was battling with them for a while, and I'm like, oh, I hope this doesn't get me yellow flag, because they keep hitting it just as I'm hitting. And I'm like, okay. So I stopped for a minute, and I stood off to the side, and then they kind of disappeared. So I don't know if they went in the cave or not that was up there. So then I went back to killing, and I just got my last kill and dinged when they showed back up. I'm like, oh, thank God. So I'm like, see ya. I don't want to deal with you anymore. And just at that moment, my friend popped on. I'm like, where were you 15, 20 minutes ago? I'm like, I could have used your help. Because I'm like trying to like tell them no and to stop. And it just wasn't working. And I'm like, yeah, they don't care.
Because I mean, there are obviously some people out there that think that they're, you know, they're, if they're ... to whatever level we're running around in, they're like, oh, well, I'll help this little lobby over here, and I'll, you know, I'll help it get some kills. And you're like, no, no, please, no.
Yeah, like, I tried to go to sections where it's usually not too busy at certain times of the day, and I was doing fine. There was nobody really out there for quite a while, and I was like, well, and I couldn't go to my secondary spot because the mobs were just a little bit too hot, and I was like, I really want to go over there, but they're red to me at the moment, so I just kind of had to stick with it.
Well, I've got a really good strategy for you, for, you know, if you're worried about playing with a lot of other people around, come play on my time. There you go. Just change your whole sleep pattern around. You can come and, like, when I'm over on Worm Rest, you know, it's like, what time is it, guys? It's like some ridiculous time in the morning. So sometimes I see, you know, Zaya, sometimes I see Stir, say good morning to them, like the Aussies there and that. And, you know, it's like crazy. It's great because you're running around and, like, there's hardly anyone. It's great. So that's all you need to do, Niecy.
I do miss that part. I think because I did work overnights for so long, and then I got used to playing on my nights off because I didn't flip back into day shift where, you know, I'd be up at 2, 3, 1 o'clock in the morning and there'd be nobody around. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I don't have to fight for anything. I can do what I want and go. And and now it's like the middle of the afternoon and I'm like, why are you people here? I'm like, what are you doing here? But I'll tell you, I've also noticed, and I don't know if it has anything to do with the time of day I'm playing or, you know, me just not being used to it or if something weird's going on, but lately I have been getting cross-realmed like crazy in the middle of fighting stuff. And I'm just like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, what do you mean invalid target? I already hit it. And it just faded away in front of me. And then everything around me, behind me that I had just killed, all of it popped right back up. And I'm like, oh God.
Is that in a particular zone?
No.
Just any? Oh, geez. Okay, that's a bit, that's a bit of a
It's happened on multiple characters in the same day and on multiple days. I think over the weekend, last weekend, it happened to me. Like, it happened on one character, it happened on the next character, and another character happened like 3 times in a row. And I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, Blizzard, you need to stop.
Yeah.
Like, Blizzard, you could kill me. I was like having... Oh, I was having kittens. I was like, and I'm like, no, stop it. Russell's like, just go do something else right now. I was like, no, I'm streaming it right now. I need to be on. I'm like, but if I die, I'm not going to be happy because it's going to be Blizzard's fault.
Yeah. What you should say to Russ is, if I die, you're going to cop the brunt of that. So let me do what I need to.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's, but I mean, that's interesting to know that there is this crazy, like, I haven't come across the cross zone stuff too much. And I'm wondering if it's because, you know, I'm not on normally at a high US time, so I'm not finding that kind of stuff. So
yeah, but like, it's, I don't interesting know if that's what it know. Is, or if it's the server that I'm on, like if it's the holding area for that particular set of cross realms, I don't know. But it's just been really frustrating lately because I'm like, okay, I know that there was nothing behind me. I just killed that mob. There is no way it could have respawned that quick because I'm the only one out here. And I'm like, there's no way. So it's just been kind of nerve-wracking, especially as I'm getting higher. I'm like, oh, God, please stop. Please.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, but at least it's good you're aware of it, and it, but still, like, scary. So obviously that all the challenges, you know, everyone needs to be aware. It's a very real issue that is around, and I'm sure lots of other, you know, people have come across that. So what else have you been leveling? So you're saying your Frostmage has gone pretty good. You're feeling pretty strong with her, so that's good. Frostmage
has been good. I had a little bit of a struggle with my shaman. I actually had this like spec dilemma going on with her. I'm like, so I've leveled up most 99% as Resto, but she was so squishy. And then I went through Hinterlands, and then I went to Western Plague, and I was going to go into Eastern Plague, and I killed a couple of mobs just inside the zone, and I was like, I don't like this. I am getting the red screen flashing, and I don't like this. So I changed tactics. I'm like, you know what? Let's try Enhancement, and let's go down to Thousand Needles. I've got a couple people down there, kind of know where to go. There's a section with a whole bunch of yellow mobs that I should be fine. Started out feeling okay and a little bit better than Resto. I'm like, okay, this is good. Well, I had logged out for the day and came back the next day. And I don't know what happened, but somehow it wasn't so good anymore. And it actually started to feel more squishy than Resto did. And I was like, what is going on? Had no idea what the deal was. Flipped back into Resto and didn't realize I had a new spell ability. It was a passive that had unlocked in my book. And it caught me totally by surprise because I was killing, I call them the horse people, but they're the Gaelic.
Centaurs?
Yeah, the centaur division out there in Thousand Needles. They're all yellow in this one camp. So I'm up there killing them, and I got totally thrown off because some kind of spell proc threw up on the screen. I'm like, oh, God, what's that? And I panicked. I'm like, what is going on? I quick flipped open my spell book. And I got a new passive, and it was Lava Surge. And I'm like, okay, what's the deal with this? And it actually causes your flame shock dot to have a 15% chance to reset the cooldown on your Lava Burst, which is one of your big spells for Resto. And it causes the next one to be an instant cast. Well, if you have your dot up, it has a chance of crit, or I think if your dot's up, it will crit or something along those lines. I can't fully remember at the moment, but up there, all of a sudden, I'm like dropping Riptide on me and I'm picking a mob. And for a really good while there, it was okay. Lava Burst cast, boom, instant cast, and stuff was just dropping like crazy. And I'm like, okay, that's a lot better than it was like half a level ago. So, so I finished out, I went back to Resto, and it's feeling a lot better now. So I was like, okay, well, I guess we're going to stay Resto then. So, yeah, that was a very big surprise. I was not expecting that. And then, you know, my warriors are just squishy. I've done Prot. I have not done Arms, and I'm running in Fury right now.
Okay.
And I switched to Fury because Prot felt like it was taking me a little bit to kill stuff. And I was like, well, I want to kill it. I don't want to tickle it. So I I'm like, okay, well, let's try Fury.
Show title.
No, that's a show title. That's too long.
That's a show title.
I want to kill it, not tickle it.
So I'm like, okay, well, let's try Fury. Fury's not bad. I will say it's very squishy though. Definitely one mob at a time. Not two. If you pull two, you're gonna have problems. I actually went Night Elf on this one for the Shadow Meld specifically, and I'm glad I did, because I have had to pop it a couple times. But then again, I don't know if it's just because the furblogs I was killing were hitting me a little bit harder or what. But because I'm kind of in Ashenvale outside of Astronar right now. And it's been okay. But yeah, definitely 2 stacks of food, as many Band-Aids as I can have, because I'm like, okay, eat Band-Aid, because, you know, every 1 or 2 kills, definitely needed to do that. But I have found that the green gear has helped her be a little less squishy. So I'm like, yeah, I've got like 2 or 3 pieces on her, and it's been really hard to come by for her drops. So I'm like just kind of slowly chugging away on her and hoping that I can get a weapon soon that isn't white or gray.
Yeah.
I'm like, that will help me tremendously.
How, actually, that's a really good question. With, because Bloodthirsties can have green gear now, how often, like, is that something that you specifically try to, if you find a you know, pick up a green piece and you're like, yep, I'm equipping that? Or do you wait till you get to your higher, you know, like your mages 50, are you finding that you're equipping green more now, or like is it something you are particularly looking for, those green pieces?
Yes and no. Like my RNG is so bad sometimes. I can go like almost 2/3 of the level and not have a single green drop regardless of what it is. And I'm like, okay. I mean, my shaman is still like mostly in white and gray. I think she's got a green chest piece on that is actually for the enhancement that I had put it on for and forgot that I left it on. And so she's got agility gear on and resto spec. So she's got that, but like most of her gear is white and gray. I've been basically going on what drops. I know we can use Auction House, and I know that the Bloodthirsties can use the green gear to speed things up. And I have been putting it on just to speed things up to try to get back to where I was. But I haven't been specifically like going to Auction House to buy it. If it drops and it's going to be class spec appropriate, then I'll put it on. Okay. If it's not, or if it's a really good transmog piece, I will take it to Auction House and sell it. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of been a, did anything drop? I mean, nine times out of 10, for everybody that's not a cloth wearer, I've been getting absolutely zilch. Wow. It's been extremely hard. It's been mostly cloth that's been dropping, or I've been getting stuff that's totally the wrong spec. On the druids, I've been getting agility gear. I'm running balance. On my rogue, rogues are agility. I've been getting druid tanky stuff. I'm like, okay, thank you. And I'm like, well, I could like solve the problem and just buy it off the Auction House, but my Auction House prices are out of sight. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not buying that to replace it in 3 levels. Yeah. And so I'm like, no, I'll cope with what drops. And, you know, most of them have been okay with the white gear and the gray gear. And I haven't really noticed too much of a difference. And I'll just keep going until something really nice drops. And I'm like, oh, hey, I can wear that. But I mean, I've actually been getting blue world drops more than I've been getting green drops. And it's kind of frustrating because I'm like, I can't wear you. I cannot wear you. I can try to sell you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to help me or not, but, you know, at least I can get the next level of riding or whatever. But, I mean, it's been really hit or miss. And I'm probably going to be doing a naked Bloodthirsty with just a weapon soon. But that's going to be after my upcoming project that's going to start soon. It's going to happen later this summer. So I'm going to give that a shot, see how far I manage to get. Hopefully I can get to 100, so we'll see what happens with that. But yeah,
nice.
And I do have, since Stir likes stats, I'm not that good at keeping track of stats. I've got too many to keep track of and not enough time to do it in, but I did go through and I leveled all of my Bloodthirsties, all 10 for the week. Everybody's still alive before the show.
Yay!
And I have a total kill number between all 10 Bloodthirsties of 36,555 mobs altogether up to their current levels.
Wow.
Wow.
I was like, oh, dear God.
That's amazing.
Like, that's a lot of dead pixels.
That's a lot of, yeah. I was going to say, it's a lot of dead things.
I added them all up and I'm like, no. And I like redid my math and I'm like, yeah. Like, okay. But I mean, it kind of fits in place because even though that they're running on a level of rested, I remember that when Soulbound died, she was around I want to say 18 or 19,000 kills for just her at level 85. So, I mean, they're pretty much right on track for how many kills. I mean, some are a little bit lower than others, and that's because, you know, like, the shaman had to quest to get out of her starting zone and stuff. So, I mean, you can kind of tell the ones that are near each other in level who got more rares than the other one did, and so forth.
Yeah, rares are so important.
Yes, they are. I've been actually going to a couple spots. I'm like, where's my rare? I'm like, there's not
enough. Who's taking my rare?
That would probably be me. I just kill
I've been through here for a few hours. Yep. Where's my rare?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, that's awesome. That's really good stats, Niecy. That's really good. Congratulations that they're all still going, too. That's a wonderful effort.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, wow, now I've got so many projects going on. I'm like, what am I doing? I went from not having enough to do to having too much to do.
I mean, if you want more to do, I can give you more to do.
I'm sure you could.
I could totally find more stuff to do, right? Right.
Well, okay, we'll see. We'll see after my current project. Because, I mean, I actually was really, really gunning to try to get the level 1 through 10 Bloodthirsty Guide ready for the show. Just didn't quite happen. I didn't have quite enough time. Maybe 2 more weeks and that should be ready, providing I'm able to get the last 2 classes done and then just dive into the editing. So maybe 2 more weeks on that. And I have my pacifist too, and she's been taking a little bit of time, not a whole lot, but a little bit. I did manage to get her level in for the week, and I got her to 32 right before the show started.
Oh my gosh, 32 on a pacifist.
Jeez.
My gosh.
But
you're a damn machine, woman. Honestly,
that one, don't you feel Holy like heck. You're gonna play it and you're like, I want to kill all the things really badly.
I was like that from level 1 to 10. I tell you, I was like, I felt like I was going through withdrawal. I'm like sitting here, like itchy and twitching, and I'm like, I need to kill something. And then I'm like, no, don't you dare, and log out for a while and calm down. And, but, like, once I got to 10, then, like, the cooking daily and the fishing daily opened up. And so, and then I know the rested really doesn't affect the quest turn in, but I would pop in and do those while the rest of the level was accumulating its rested. And then when that filled out, I'd hop in and then I'd go mining and herbing. And I've done a little bit of archaeology, but I haven't done very much because I'm terribly afraid of when the restless spirits are going to start popping up. And I'm like, I don't know about this.
Miss of Pandaria, I think. So
is it?
Should be fine, yeah.
Okay, so I mean, but then I also have to contend with the mobs that are there, and I'm like, okay. Like, I've actually had 2 dig sites that it took me like 3 weeks to finish because I was a little low level, and they were kind of yellowish green, and when I'd get near one of the mobs to dig, they're like, oh, hello, friend, and I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I'll come back later.
Peace.
Like, yeah, do not want you. I'll leave now. Bye. So it's like, yeah, I'll just wait another level and come back and finish that one. But yeah, I mean, the XP is awesome on the archaeology. It's like, I was like getting 1,000 here, 2,000 there. I'm like, oh, sweet. And I'm like, ah, you know, but that fur blog is standing right where I need to walk through. And I'm like, yeah, no, not worth it. And left and came back to next level. And I'm like, well, I'm a level higher. Are you going to be mad if I stand near you? Are you just going to ignore me? So it's been a little tricky at times. I have to kind of pick and choose my battles as to whether or not I actually want to try to dig there.
Okay.
And I have 1 new project that is going to be starting on Friday, and that is Terwinkle has finally found the time to start the challenge between myself, Zortz, and him. And I believe Zortz said that Terwinkle is calling it Extreme Iron Man 3. Well, I don't like that name because that sounds like we're doing an Iron Man challenge, and we are actually going to be doing a bloodthirsty competition between the 3 of us. So I am calling it Bloody Beyond the Grave. And we are all playing, all 3 of us are playing Undead Warriors. So this should be interesting since Warrior is my weakest class. So we're going to be starting on Friday. So you guys can look for our videos because we are going to be recording our time that we are putting in on it.
Oh, cool.
And Zortz is doing a promotional video that should be posted sometime Friday morning.
Cool.
So yeah, Zortz is out for revenge.
Nice.
This is not for you, Nisi, but boys, I mean, why are you trying to, like, it's just not going to happen. You're not going to be there. It's just not going to happen.
I mean,
I'll go root for them, you know, just because everybody needs to root for the poor. And anyway, so it's...
go Nisi, man. Go Nisi. Yeah, Nisi, I'm all you, girl.
Nisi is going to mop the floor with his.
Well, you know what? When they were talking about getting their next Iron Man challenge going, I think they were in actually one of the show's chats one week, and I said, oh, you guys should do Bloodthirsty this week since you just did Iron Man. And then Sherwinkle goes around, well, only if you play with us. And I was like, what? It's like, I didn't think I was going to be dragged into this, so I was kind of confused, and I'm like, okay, I guess so. And I'm thinking, do you guys know what you're getting into? And I'm just like, all right, well, let's give it a shot. And apparently Zort says that Turwinkle hasn't really done Bloodthirsty ever. So except for, I think, the one practice tune that he had started that I know of. And I don't know if he ever got above level 10. To be honest, I'm not sure. And I'm just like, okay.
Awesome. I can't wait to see the videos. This will be so great.
This should Good be luck. Interesting.
Yes. Good luck, boys. Go Nisi.
Goodness. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, at least Zortz has some Bloodthirsty experience. So this should be interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Oh, I can't wait. So it starts Friday.
Yes, we'll be starting Friday. So sometime, I guess, maybe starting Saturday, you might see videos starting to go up. I don't know. It depends on how long it takes us to get them edited. But as soon as his promotional video goes up on his YouTube channel, I believe it's... What's your YouTube channel, Zorts? It's at... Is it Wormcast, I think? Wormcast Gaming. And I'll share it to mine, too, if I can. Or I'll put it up on my Twitter or something.
No
worries. And I'll share it to my Facebook page, too. So, yeah. So, sometime after Friday, you should start to see the videos going up.
Oh, that sounds so much fun. Good luck, all of you. That's all I can say. Good luck.
That's right. Good luck.
Go Nisi. That's all I'm saying. Excellent. Well, it sounds like you've been very busy.
I have been very, very busy.
Yeah, you have, which is good. I mean, busy is good, but sometimes it's like, busy. So, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then, you know, I don't know how much I might actually have to cancel one of my streams later this week because Russell and I, our anniversary is coming up this week. So we're going to be out and about doing some stuff. He took the week off. And I believe on Thursday, it's our 10th wedding anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, happy 10 whole years. It's like gone by in the blink of an eye.
Yeah. No, that's exciting. That's very... very nice to see. So I hope you do something super, super fun with Russ. So, yeah.
Well, the one thing we were going to do, we decided not to do after all. We're going to push that back a little bit. And we're just going to stay closer to home because of reasons. And so he's going to take me to the retro arcade that's in the city that's like 15, 20 minutes from here. It's where everything is just about. So it's like $5 for the day, and you can be there however long you want.
Wow.
So it should be fun.
Cool. Yes, that sounds great. Oh my God,
and then I have to work on Zortz's sock puppet. He is getting a goblin sock puppet as a belated birthday gift. And I will be getting the materials this week, and I'll be starting that. So, Zortz, you need to send me a screenshot of your character, please, since I still can't see it on Armory.
Wow.
Nice. I can't wait to see the photos.
Zortz sock puppet.
That sounds so cool.
There are also jokes involved, too.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you, Nisi, for sharing all that excitement. That's wonderful. And congratulations. You're 10 Bloodthirsties. Go, girl. Wow. You're doing well. That is thank awesome. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's find out what Stone's been up to.
Not that much.
And we're done. Okay.
Lita. Go, Lita. Now, where is the thing? Lita, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Yep. So, I actually haven't been able to play my iron that much this week because I haven't been feeling too well. I did get to play it, what's day today? Saturday. So, I think Friday night I played it a bit and it got from level 80 to 81. And that was interesting. So, I finally did tournament, which I loathe, and but it still gave me good XP, so I was like, okay, fine. I did the Cub, I did the PVZ quest, and I was running through Storm Peaks so that I could unlock the Dailies. The frost guys there, right?
Yep.
So I was doing the abandoned camp, and you have to get on a wolf, and it rides you along, and you have to track down some dude. So I had grown a drake while I'm on that mount. So I grabbed a drake and I grabbed a rhino, and I was at almost half health. I'm like, what the heck? So I jumped off and I had to kill them. And eventually I was able to kill enough of a path that I could get through without having to pull in anything else. I didn't think that I'd pull anything when I was on that mount. Like, what the heck, man? So... that gave me a little bit of a heart attack. And then I was doing the bear quest where you have to ride around on a bear and set the frost giants on fire and set the wolves on fire. And you basically and it more or less brings you around in a path, right? Just in a big circle. So yep. Right when I was about to hop off of the bear, I had a frost giant come at me two times. And it's like, I was close to that, like, that was going to be it. And so the first time I was able to feign death and the guy ran away. The second time I feigned, he never ran away. And I was like, okay, cool. So I hopped up and I sprinted to... the little town, and I guess past a certain point, everything will phase back out. So I was very, very, very lucky there. But now that I'm level 81, things die like so fast. It's like pew, 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 done. And doing some of these quests, I'm still receiving full XP for it. So it's going pretty well. I've heard that going from level 80 to 81 sucks, but going from 81 and up is faster. So I'm looking forward to it being a little bit faster. But I'm going the safe route. I was told that I can on a hunter go and run Vashir and all that stuff, but I don't. Want to. I kind of want to go a little bit slower, and I want to make sure that I am going to be able to be very safe. I'm not in a rush to level up next week, so we're just going to take my time, and now that I'm up here, I don't want to die, because if I die right now, I'm not going to be in a good spot. So, he's also fertilizing my lawn, too. Great. Awesome.
Thanks. Nice of him.
Yeah, I mean, I can't get too mad at him if he's doing stuff, so that was pretty much my week. I mean, as you're saying, you're at level 81, keep with ice crown quests. My plan is to remain in Northrend until level 83 84, and then 84 I'm gonna start doing some of the other stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
But okay. yeah. So that was pretty much my week. Was really only playing one day. I was a little bit like, there's a couple times I was going to play, and then I just didn't feel good. So I was like, nah, I don't want to risk it because I'll probably do something dumb and then I'll die. And then I'll feel really, really bad.
That's, yeah, right. That's fair enough. So that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Avi says 13k per quest.
Yeah. Yeah, it's lots of XP.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I was getting not the dailies, but the other ones. They were doing 12.2k. I mean, still, it's a fair chunk of XP. I've not tried the Ice Crown blue ones yet. I've not tried them yet. I've only done the Frost guys. Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah. Other than that, that was my week, really. Playing Player Unknown Battleground, getting my butt kicked all day today, so just to change things up. But also eating hickory sticks, and I have one more can of cherry Coke left. One more can.
Aww, one can.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very sad because I went to buy more cases and my wife's like, no, we have lots. And we had cases still. And then all of a sudden, it's all gone. It's like nobody sells it anymore. Well, all of a sudden it's here and you need to buy it. And then all of a sudden they don't have it anymore. Gone. And then you're like, oh, I have one can left and nowhere else to buy it. Next time, I'm going to buy, like, 20 cases. I don't care. I just... 20 cases.
Oh, it's hilarious. So, I don't care. Stockpile that, you know?
Yep.
It's not hurting anybody.
Yep. I could sell it for, like, $2 a can here. But anyways. So, Lita. Why don't you tell us what you did this week?
I can do that. I just want to say grats on 81, too. You're doing so well.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Doing so well.
I want to change your character name.
And this is the challenge tune that we started for the...
Yeah.
Yep, the contest tune. So Stone wins. Stone is winning.
This character is going to die at 109.
It's fine.
I know it's going to happen.
Nope. Well, if you think negative thoughts like that, it will happen. So stop it. You're going to make it.
It's karma. So, yes. It's karma for the name. Yes,
karma's
it is.
Karma's going to kick you in the butt, but for something other than that. Karma's going to get you for making nasty audios. That's what pick on your co-host. That's what karma's going to do, is going to get you back for that.
Hold on.
But anyway.
Wait. What was that? Hold on.
Coffee is my blood. And anyway, yes, people, Stone's got new toys. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let me tell you about my week, because I really put some work into my challenge tunes this week. So, Nisi, I played 2 Bloodthirsty this week. Yay! And 1 Iron. Wow. So, because I knew you were coming on, and I was like, right, I'm going to get both on both the Bloodthirsties, and away we go. So the first one I played was Blood Leader. She's a little night elf hunter. I've got her. She was level 21, so I got the level on her to 22. I've just got her over in Wetlands, Murlocs. She is slaughtering Murlocs the Murloc population in Wetlands should be gone, but no. Nope. Every time I go back, they're there. I'm like, really? I slaughtered them all of them. I did have a couple of rares. I had the dwarf guy that's over on the little island. I always go and check on him. You know where the water elementals are. So I go and check on him. He was up. He gave me some nice XP. I think it was like, I'm pretty sure it was like 6,000 XP.
Wow.
It was good. It was, you know, it was a fair chunk, which was good. And there was another one. What was the other one? Oh, the where the oozes are, you know, in that, and you've got to go down into that, oh,
yeah,
tomb,
that tomb thing.
Yeah. So right down the bottom, there was the big, you know, the big oozy dude. And he gave me about 6,000 XP.
Oh,
might have been closer to 7. So, because I think he was a little bit, he was maybe 1 or 2 levels above me. But again, Hunter, not finding too much, you know. Hunter's been pretty good. I can pull something that's a bit heavy, a bit higher. But still not trying to do anything crazy, just, you know, just finding a good path, getting into a rhythm with her, and just going, you know, managing to do the level. Sometimes I push it a little bit more and try and do about a level and a half, depending on the, you know, how many rares I might find. But yeah, so I'm happy. She's going good. Level 22. I'm like, yay, she's doing all right. And then I played my big Bloodthirsty. So this was my Night Elf Druid that I started ages ago. And I always said was kind of a bit squishy. She was in Feral. And I kept her in Feral. I did try Bear, but I was like, eh. And I did try, what's the Boom Kim? And I was like, nah. So I kept her in Feral and I just powered through. And now... So she's level 35. Tell you what, there's a lot of killing at level 35 just to get one level. Oh my lord.
I haven't seen anything yet.
I know. That's what I keep thinking. I was thinking, oh my gosh, how does Nisi do this? This is driving me nuts. This is driving me nuts. So. So what I did was I had her in Desolus, and she's been in Desolus for quite some time near the, what is it, Garium's Glade or whatever it is, and I was killing the Basilisk. But I got sick of that, and then I started killing some other things, and I was just bored. I was just bored of Desolus, and I kept trying to look for rares, but there was nothing up, and I was like, to grind a whole level without at least getting a rare, I'm like, no, I need to go somewhere that's going to be a bit more conducive. So I thought I might go down to STV and, you know, see how I go, because I know there's lots of rares down there. Surely I can find some. So I made the whole trip, you know, went back to Stormwind, hopped on the boat. Thankfully, I had the pass and all of that, and I was like, oh, good, I don't need to run it. I actually had the Booty Bay flight path, and I was like, yay, I don't have to do all of that. And I get down to STV and I'm like running around going, where's my res? I'm like, there's no res up. Seriously, I just made this really long trip and there's no damn res up. I'm just like, okay, what am I gonna do? I'm not going back. I'd already set my Hearthstone to Booty Bay, and I'm like, what am I going to do? So I thought about it and I thought, right, I think if I just go and grind the humanoids, you know, I'll get cloth, I'll get some copper, silver, whatever, and I'll get cloth at least, and it'll help me, you know, for first aid. And if I'm lucky, I might get some green drops and stuff like that. So I went out of Booty Bay, I was running around. I was going to go over the side, you know, where all the humanoids are, just down from that little horde encampment that's on the left of the map. It's normally where the goblins are. Henchway or something. It's a really one that they added in late, just up from where all the the pirates and that you normally would grind like with the rep and stuff. And I was like, no, I'm not going up there because that's a little bit close. And if I'm not paying attention, I don't want to be going into a horde place when I'm on my night elf. Like, yeah. I could totally see me doing that. Fine. So I'm like, nope, not going to do that. So I went down to the other one. I went around the Booty Bay down to the tip. You know how there's all those pirates down in that? Uh-huh. And then there's the boats.
Yeah,
boats are not a good idea, but I found that out. Didn't die, but I was like, yeah, we're not going to do that. So I just went back and forth along that section and just killed them. But there was no rares. I kept going up to see if the rare gorilla was there. Nope. I was like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. So anyway, she eventually dinged 36, but 36, that was like the longest level.
Well, I'll tell you what, from like 34 to maybe 38 or 39, I really like Feralis. There's a couple different places that you can go. And as long as you're careful to watch the main road, because there are a couple of horde camps along the road that you have to watch out because there are PvP guards up there, but you can get around them. If you stay near Dreamer's Rest on your night elf, they've got the Noxious Whelplings on the other side of the lake. So you can use that for motivation to get help get through the level to try to get the pet to drop, because that's where the Emerald Whelpling drops off of. Yeah. And then if you go the other side out of Dreamer's Rest, there's a little offshoot that takes you over a hill, and there's like a little wooden fence thing, and there's like this fire in the middle. I can't remember what it's called, but there's a demon rare that has a chance of spawning there. And then there's some yetis that you can kill that are right next to it too. And then when you get to be like 37, maybe 38, you can head over to Shade Bow, and there's a whole bunch of bugs, and there's a whole bunch of gnoll camps too.
Okay. All right.
You just have to watch around the gnoll camps because they are a little tight. But if you're on the hunter, you should be fine. Oh, no, you're on your druid. Druid might be all right. I mean, you can always pop into cat form or something if you have to and shadow thingy.
Yeah. I'm finding she's starting to come into her own. Whether it's I'm starting to understand how to play feral, I'm not sure. But I feel she's not as squishy now. Like, she's got no greens on. I've still got, you know, the whites and the grays. But it's just like I'm seeming to manage what I'm doing with the spell rotation for her. And I seem to be killing things a bit easier and not taking as much damage. Like, there are times, yes, and I'll stop and heal. And that's fine. But other than that, so I'm happy with how she's going. But all right, I might try going over to Feralis and see how that is. But I was really disappointed in STV. I got there and I'm like running up and down going, really? The big crocodile's not up? Like when I came through, because I came into Northern Stranglethorn up at Rebel Camp. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll run down and that way I can pick up some rares on the way down. No, not one. I'm you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I know as you said that there's some rares in Western Plague, but I'll tell you, the last several tunes in a row that I ran through there, didn't catch a single one of them. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. How can this many tunes coming through here not catch a rare? So I don't know if I was just crossing somebody else killing it, or if the way the timer was set up, or if I was being cross-realmed and was missing it. I don't know. I mean, anything's really possible.
That's exactly right. And I mean, the thing is, it's like Murphy's Law. When you're on a tune that you don't need, you'll see them.
Oh yeah, totally.
Like, oh, there's rares everywhere. I'm on the wrong tune. And then you swap over and you're like, there's no rares. Excellent. That's awesome. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So I was really happy. I got both levels on the bloods, so that was good. And then I did play my iron. So again, this is my contest, my little gnome hunter. She was level 54. I pushed her through, got her to 57. She's still in Winter Spring. I opened up that cub daily. Yep. So that's good. But I just quested, there was mass murdering of all the what is it, you know, where you've got to go kill the birds and then the winter spring owls and then the bears and then the tiger, you know, the saber tigers. And tell you what, there was much, much, much killing in Winter Spring. I forgot how much there is. You know, it's kind of like the nesting wary stuff, but it's in Winter Spring. It was good. So, but yeah, I love Winter Spring. I love Winter Spring. I actually picked up off two mobs. The first mob, I killed one. I can't remember what level I was at, but I killed one. And I picked up a bow, and the bow was a slight upgrade to the level 30. I think I'm thinking it was maybe a level 36 gun that I'd bought from the vendor. Someone can remind me. I think it's like the BK-42 gun or whatever it is. Yeah, so that was the one that I've had because I've not had an upgrade. And I killed something and I got a bow. And I was like I'm a bow person. I hate guns. I really do. Bing, you know. Bing, pow, 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 pew, pew. I was like, I like my bows. I like my crossbows and my bows. In real life, I used to do archery. I was actually a Queensland junior champion. So it is something that really I've done. And I just love it. I love watching archery and like the Olympics and stuff because I just find it's amazing. But yeah, so I picked up this bow and I was like, oh, do I, you know, I put this bow on and I'm like, yay, I got this bow. Killed the next thing. Like the very next mob, and it drops me the gun. You know the grunt that comes from Winter Spring, and it's an up, and it's like it goes. Yes, this is a slight upgrade, and I'm like going, it's a gun. Seriously, it's a gun. It's a gun. So I'm saying to the boy, to the guys in the guild, I'm like, okay, I've just picked up these two things. Like really, which one? And they're all going the gun, and I'm like, thanks, guys, appreciate it. So I changed to the gun and it was, so I'm running around for about 2 minutes and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm going back to the bow. Sorry guys. I went back to the bow. I'm like, stop this. I was going to say,
if it's that just minute of a difference, then maybe just stick with the bow for now, but keep the gun in the bag just in case. Yeah.
No, I vended it because I got like two gold.
Wow. So like,
no.
You're like, get out of here.
Sure, oh, no. Maybe I did keep it. I might have put it in the bank. I'm not sure. But, I mean, the good thing about Everlook is you've got your bank there and you've got the auction house. I also picked up an epic item.
Hold up.
I picked up a purple.
Oh really? Wow.
Yeah, and it was a male piece. And I can't learn it because I'm an iron. And it is a piece of transmog I don't have. And
oh,
I'm
that's like,
BOE? But couldn't you go?
Yep.
Well, couldn't you just level
up? I can sell it.
You could level up another character if you wanted.
I could, because, you know, I don't have enough characters as it is. But
you really want
yeah,
it.
So
you really
it
want
might
it.
Be worth it though.
I don't know. I've got it sitting in my bank because I was in two minds whether to sell it or not, and I'm just like, I don't know if I would ever see it again, so what do I do?
Worth leveling another tune just for it, because I still have yet to see a purple world drop with all my 36,555 kills. I've gotten some blues, but I still haven't gotten a purple.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Because you know when you're just so used to and then all of a sudden you look back and see something, you know, and I'm still not looking at my bag. I'm looking at my screen and, you know, I'm looking in the middle of my screen where my tune is, and then off to in my peripheral vision, I see this like purple in the, you know, text. And then I look and I'm like, why is there purple? Ooh, I got this rare drop. And then I looked at it and I'm like, oh, of course it's a male piece. Of course it's a male piece, Blizzard. Thank you very much. Just what I need on my iron tune. And then I was like, I don't have this. So, yeah. So, anyway, we will see. But I'm doing really good. She's gone pretty good. Like, I went into the cave. I know you tweeted me and said, you know, you've had a rough time in the cave. I took it really slow where the Yetis are. And I forgot I was going into the cave because I went and talked to that, what is it, that machine you know how you go and talk to the machine and then it takes you straight in the cave. I was like, oh, that's right. I forgot that does that. So, yeah.
Kavara is saying here, would you be able to mog it if you created a level 100 trial character? Because you can send, he thinks that you can send mail and then you don't have to buy a boost, and then if you use it, and then you can delete the character after.
Might have to. Yeah, maybe I'll have a look. Okay. I'll have a look and see. But yeah,
that might be worth trying.
Interesting. Yeah, I just didn't think with the, because I mean the trials are so limited, you know, you can't join a group, you can't, there's different things. I didn't know, can you actually get mail? I had a feeling there was even a restriction on the mailbox. Anyway, we'll have a look. Thanks for that idea, Kavara. We will have a check out. So yes, so I got all my three, not as good as Niecy's, but I got three, no one died, and yay! Awesome. Yeah, so we're getting there. All right, anyway, let's keep going. Stone.
Yes. Right.
Bumpa? Coffee is my blood.
Whoops.
Not that one.
How did that happen?
I think your fingers breaking slipped. Now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
It slipped.
Okay, news in the World of Warcraft. Here we go. So starting, well, for me, tonight. Yes, my favorite time of the month is Darkmoon Fair. Oh. It will run for the week, which is very exciting. Because don't forget, people, you know, if you want those 5 points in first aid... Yep. They can be very, very, very important, as well as any new challenge tunes. You want that 16-slot bag, then go to Dark Moon Fair, hand in your tickets. It'll also give you a buffer of 10 gold, basically, by selling your bag back. What's it called? Dark Moon Storage? Yeah. Box?
I think so. Something,
yeah.
Sure.
So it's, you know, it's definitely handy little buffer. I don't know about you guys, but it's nice to kind of have like 10 gold that you don't feel like when you look at it, you go, I've got 32 silver. I can't buy any of my upgraded vendor white pieces. So yeah, it's exciting to have that. Okay. Niecy, what else do we have?
Coming up on June 9th, or June 6th through the 9th, rather, we have the Thousand Boat Bash.
So we don't know much about what's really going to go on with there. I don't know if it will be a big thing for us or not, but just be aware that it's going to come up. And if there's anything that happens, I'll make a blog post about it and we'll try and spam it out.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And I was just going to say, Ferristella in the chat room did say, couldn't used to be able to send mail to a trial. I tried it with a shirt from one of my tailors. So,
well, you can try. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right. And yes, Niecy, Squirt Day is also one of my very favorite things. Wow. Not necessarily every month, because it's not every month. Speaking of Squirt Day, guess what? Oh, it's going to so be very sorry. Soon. Just saying. Anyway, Stone, what else have we got on?
Okay, so after some discussion in Discord, I added an item to the FAQ about a toon's role after you have completed a challenge. So basically, we freeze your toon and we basically... take a snapshot of it, and we add it to the list of tunes that have made it. We won't check your character again until the level cap increases. Okay, so next expansion, I would assume we go to 120. So anyone that's at 110, that's when we start to check your tune. If you happen to break a rule while you're at 110, when we start to check again, it's going to flag you. So apparently that wasn't really clear. And I know that, you know, we don't make a point out of saying that. I don't really think it should be a rule because it's not really a rule. It's more of a what can happen with my tune after I'm done. Pretty much, to be honest, use it as a trophy. I mean, because you've made it that far, it should be a trophy. And what do you do with a trophy? You put it there and you look at it. And it's nice and sparkly and it shows you how much you've done. So I've added a FAQ item on the FAQ. It should be the first one because it's the most recent. So the other thing is that I've noticed that people are getting confused with the rules on dungeons. And I think it's because I put in a lot of detail on what we're going to check. So I think what I'm going to do is change it to something like not allowed. Very simple, like just don't do it. We do have a FAQ item saying that you are allowed to run in and turn in a quest, and that's it. But there's a lot of folks that are saying, well, does that mean that I can kill 3 or 4 bosses and all this? Like, well, no, you're not. So I think I'm going to change it just to keep it simple. But I won't be changing what I'm doing on my side. So the other thing is that we have a new API. So most of you guys won't really care, but the how we go look for your info, I wrote it a certain way and based on what I knew, and we got some help with having it changed, and we're actually using a new one that was completely created by a friend of ours, Alminia. So I've implemented it for the Ironman challenge, and I've found some errors already, and I've corrected them. So there were some irons that were flagged because of those rares. Remember the rares that happened when all of a sudden everybody had rare blues, and it's like, oh, I never really equipped these. Like, what the heck? Mm-hmm. So I think people got flagged with that. There was a few other things. Yeah, so I can hear. Okay. Anyways, nothing with you. It's my brain. So I fixed those, but if anybody happens to notice anything odd, please let me know. And I'll be rolling it out for the rest of our site. And Alminia, thank you very much. He's helped out a lot. And letting me access his stuff and pick his brain on things.
Cool.
Yeah. He's here.
He says, he's in
the chat room. I didn't even know he's in the chat room. Uh-oh. Well, I'm good. Glad I didn't say anything bad about him. Jeez. Just let me know. It actually runs faster, and I can easily access things, whereas before I had to do all kinds of crud, and it's just, you know, I have to change things on my side to work with it, so and I think I've gotten everything, but if you see anything, just let me know. But that's it.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah.
Cool. Alrighty. Well, I do have to say there is an odd error. I've found an odd error. It's squirt day and I'm doing a podcast. Just saying. I knew it. I should have checked last night. It's squirt day.
Yes.
Damn it. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, let's go on to save the challenges because I got too much to do now that squirt day's up. And I'm like,
needs to go kill some plants.
I need to do herbs and then I'm going to do squirt day. It's going to be crazy. Plants. Herbing and squirting.
Herbing. 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 Herbing and squirting.
Herbs. I've got herbs to plant. Oh, that's what I mean. I've got herbs and then squirt day. Okay. Let's do State of the Challenges. Yay! Alrighty. How have I got irons? Oh my gosh, I can't stop giggling. Irons, let's go. I'm going to do this. Stone wins, hit 81. Ash was here, hit 85. Anabolic hit 87. Never died. Ridge hit 88. And Neville died. War hit 91.
Nice.
Neville died. Is that his pally? 92. Yes.
Yep.
Never died's druid. That's what I'm saying. Wow. Hit 97. Wow. One, two, so four. How did many did he have five last week? Wasn't it five?
I think he had five last week.
Yeah. Well done. Never died. Amazing. Baztar hit 102. Trickster hit 104. Awesome. And Explython hit 108. Nice. Well done, everyone.
That'll be his, if he gets 110, like I'm sure he will, that'll be his what? Third iron? Second iron this expansion? Second, third? I'm not sure.
Wow. That's amazing.
Awesome. Absolutely job.
Amazing. Okay.
Looks like I get the bloods. What a surprise.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. We've got Patizi at level 43, Soul Shot at level 44, Soul Shield at level 48, Conjured Soul at level 50, Calamoon at level 51, Genetics at 59, Tire Iron at 68. And sadly to report, Vadim has not made it at level 71. They are now RIP.
Oh.
Next, we have Bent Grinder at level 80 and Bloody Katang, I hope I said that right, at level 82. Good job, guys.
Sorry,
Vadim.
Yeah, Vadim, that's a shame. But well done, all the bloods. Look at you there with a couple of yours, Nisi. Well done.
Yeah, good job. On there this week.
Yeah. All right. Now, Pacifist. Let's have a look. So, Batool 5 hit 51. Hurry Up hit 54. Never Died Passy hit 55. There he is again. Seriously. Such a machine. Batool 4 hit level 60. Organ Grinder 64. Huey Hamster hit 70. Oh, I love this name. Schnuffle Tips hit 74. Oh, it's such a cute name. Oh no, Flower Child. Oh, hit 84, but RIP. No. All right. Farrellian hit 85. Yay, go fair. And Serenella, 87. Wow,
nice job, good guys.
Job. Yeah, go Pacifist and Flower Child. Oh, no good. That's sorry to hear that.
I would be flipping tables by that point. But I'm just saying. I didn't like even trying to get up to level 8. So if I made it to 84 and died, I'd be out. Done. So, Tins, we got Taco is... Taco... hits level 40, still has not died. Thorgus hits level 41. Bellicos is new, is level 42 with two deaths. Iron Freck is level 48. Matog is level 50, but got his or her first two deaths. Taruman is level 63, still has not died. Out Rogster, which is Stir, is level 74, also has not yet died. Baztur, without, you know, the D at the end, is level 86. I was going to 68, apparently. Anabolic is level 87, still has not yet died, and Trickster is level 104, also has not yet died. I thought Trickster was going to be an iron. Yeah. Stu, did you want me to remove it from the list? I mean, again, I'm just saying. Anyways, so congrats, and sorry for any new deaths when you haven't had deaths. So the speed to 60, we have a new number two. New number two.
Ooh, woo!
Number one is still fancy at 16 hours, 1 minute, 46 seconds. The new number two came in, I think it was Friday? Is it Friday it came in or Thursday? I remember I tweeted about it.
I thought it was Friday.
Yeah, okay.
So, or my Friday. So it might have been your Thursday.
So my Thursday, probably. Okay, so Finn Fine is our new number two at 16 hours, 15 minutes, and 17 seconds.
Wow.
Very nice.
Congrats. This person is just short of first by 13 minutes and 34 seconds.
Oh.
It's like, oh.
That one bathroom break.
It's so, well, wow, that's a long bathroom break.
Well, it depends on if you're stretching your legs, too. So,
I thought you were... I thought you were going somewhere else.
I guess it depends on what you eat.
I mean, it depends on what you eat and, you know, how much... Kvargandua is now number three at 17 hours, 28 minutes, and 59 seconds. Number four is Isle of a Duke. Bathroom bank right there. Number five is Sancteta. Number six is Ani. Number seven is Shetelli, which is also Kvargandua, I believe. Number eight is Never Died Shaw. And number nine is, here we go. This is from Russian. Iron Woman. It actually translates.
Iron Woman.
It translates to Iron Wood, and number 10 is Love and Peace. So, congrats on number two.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Finn Fine. Congratulations.
And by all means, I don't know. Don't do the speed to 60 if you're not physically capable of sitting down for that long. Just saying. I don't want you to die. We're just showing stats.
Is it a PSA?
Public service announcement.
Put it out there.
Sure.
No. What's the other one where it's like, you know, you've got to just be sensible about doing, if you're going to do the speed to 60, like, you know, make sure that you look after your body first.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Mm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well. Excellent.
I was surprised when I saw the new number two. I was like, at first I thought it was my side was wrong, and when I went to go check, I'm like, no, it's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
13 minutes, 34 seconds. Yeah. Wow. That is so close. Like, really, the difference between one and two.
Yeah.
That's close. Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, guess what? Congratulations, all you challengers that have done so well this week. And for everyone not on the boards, well done. You know, good leveling. Commiserations, of course, to everyone we lost this week. We lost a couple, but you know what? Back on the challenge horse, as so to speak, and good luck this week.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, shake it off. Shake it off. That's it. See? You remember that stone? Shake it off. Nisi and I both are going to say, shake it off. There you go.
It's just so many.
Anyway, let's go on to chit chat. This is where people can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips, tricks, warn people about potential disastrous areas, quests, all those kind of things. Okay, Nisi, do you want to take the first one, please?
Sure. Okay, the first one is going to come from Twitter, from, let's see, is that Asa Kettner? They ask, hey, curious about if you guys have thought of doing a lone wolf challenge, i.e. Iron Man, but you can wear what you craft.
I've had people ask me, and sure, it's just not, we can't track it well. So, I think there's other people that try it. So I would say totally do it. Just same thing as what's the other challenge that I get asked about is there's another challenge that I get asked about. Wow, I can't remember. But folks do it, and you don't wear any gear. Yeah, what's it called when you don't wear any gear?
Naked
challenge.
Naked.
So yeah, and that's another one that we can't really track well. So we don't have a list of it, because when we have a list, there's going to be people that will invariably do things, and I just don't want to deal with that stuff. Anyway, so yeah, you can do Lone Wolf, sure. It'd be pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah, and Kavara is right. The WoW's that page can't tell the difference between crafted gear and dropped gear. I can go pull the character's crafting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as long as they've learned it, then they can wear it. Actually, that gives me something to think about. Okay, I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Yeah. To be updated. All right, let's go to our next one was from Discord. So
let me take this up.
You gonna wear? You gonna wear? You go nowhere. Oh, you go nowhere. Okay.
There we go.
There we go, got it. Sorry, yeah. Butcher everyone's names. Excellent. All right. Says, for future reference, is Vashia or Mount Hyjal safer? I think normally a lot of people say Mount Hyjal's better than having to deal with the underwater chat room.
Azzy, for me, Mount Hyjal's safer. I have depth perception problems with the water. So I'm like, is it behind me? Is it in front of me? Is it above me? Is it below me? I don't know what direction I'm facing.
Yeah. I think most of them seem to prefer Mount Hyjal, but again, like if depth perception isn't an issue, if you don't get seasick or anything, you know, I really liked Vashia. I had so much fun there, even though I'm completely not a water person. But yeah, Stur says my vote is Mount Hyjal's better. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Well, there you go. Like anything, I suppose it's up to you if you want to give it a try, but yeah, Mount Hyjal, they seem to say. All right, Nisi, we've got an email. You've got email.
I do. It helps if I push my button to talk, doesn't it?
Yes, please. So
we have an email from Tiber, and they write, "Hi, I have a question about the pacifist challenge characters. Can they use upgrade items for fishing, or will those cause them to be flagged? The strong fishing pole shows as a white item, but has green text that says equip fishing skill increased by 5. The lures sold by the fishing vendor, my guinea pigs, are similar in that way. My now deceased pacifist character fished up a weather-beaten journal, which teaches fish finding, but I never learned it out of concern for becoming flagged in the challenge. Thanks, Tiber."
I did not hear a thing you said.
that was like the cutest
that
thing
was
ever.
Awesome.
It's like they're trying to tell us a story. Oh
okay,
my gosh.
Like that exactly. You see, well, Russell kind of walked into the room and I guess they thought they were getting dinner and they just all kind of freaked out at once.
That was hilarious. That was so cute. Oh, okay.
So
going back to
the strong fishing pole as a white item, but it has green text that when you equip fishing skill increased by 5, I believe so, because it's not an enchant unless you are enchanting it. But I don't think so. The lures sold by the fishing vendor are similar in that way. Deceased character fished up a weather-beaten journal, which teaches fish finding. That should be okay. I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm. I think I learned that on my pacifist. I think I got it out of one of the fishing daily bags. I think I didn't even think about it. I was just like, oh, okay. And because I now can track the fishing pools. So
yeah, I think it should be fine. That. And
Ferristella says it's okay.
Yeah.
Ferristella says white pole and lures don't flag. And that's okay too, obviously, to the weather beaten journal.
Yeah.
So. Interesting. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Tyber. That's a really good email. I would not have totally even thought about that.
Sorry.
I mean, I'm not doing the pacifist.
It's okay. It was funny. And it's funny because it's not the first time that I've heard them. When did we hear them? When did I first hear them?
You were talking to Russ about something. I think you guys were trying to set up what you were going to do with Roll 20 for the charity stream.
Yeah.
But they didn't make much of a noise. It was just like a quick little thing. But this time, man, all four of them just went all at it. They've been so good up to now. I'm like, oh, they've been quiet when I've been talking. Awesome. And that one time, I'm like, oh, crap.
It's all good. It's so cute, though. They sound so cute. All righty. What else have we got?
Do you have chat room stuff?
Chat room. Yeah, Fair says there are blue poles and hat, etc.
Avoid them.
Which, yep. Okay. Just going back a little bit, Kavara says you have to file an update for every worn crafted item. Eventually, you're going to replace a crafted gear slot with another crafted item, and the webpage only reports what you're currently wearing.
Yep.
As he says, the last few attempts only did Mount Hyjal for the Firelands dailies, so that's probably a good thing to open Mount Hyjal for the Fireland daily. So that's good. Good tip there, Azzy. Thank you. And what else was there? I think that's pretty. That's pretty much it. Okay.
Okay. So I have Stur's joke for this week, and I was like, oh yes, it's great. It's a good one. I really liked it. I don't know about you all, but we'll see. So I'm gonna read it word for word. So you have to imagine as if I'm him. Just I'm not gonna speak as well as he does because he speaks very well. I wonder if I could fake how he speaks. Joke for this week's podcast. No, that's not how he speaks.
Not.
So
there is only one Stir.
Reminder that Father's Day is in two weeks. And speaking of which, Stir actually tells lots of dad jokes, but he doesn't have any kids, so he's a faux pas. He's a That was good.
I liked it when I saw that. I thought that was a cute little joke.
Yeah, it's good.
Definitely a dad joke.
Absolutely. It's
definitely a dad joke. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay. All right. Next.
Thank you for everybody that supports us through Patreon. I'm going to I always have in my head what I'm going to say. Anyways, it definitely helps to help pay for the server, and we're a little bit over halfway. So any little bit helps, even if it's like a buck, it's cool. And if things change, I'm not going to think less of you. Okay, so don't worry about that. Thank you to the so here's the list of the folks that are on the $5 tier. As Island, Awesome Trailhousers, Bart H, Cell, Fair, Five Iron. Man, I don't know what is up with me today. Gotrick, Calamoon, Lysanne never died, Zaya and Anonymous.
You know what's up? It's because you were stuffing your face with hickory sticks, and now karma is it's coming back.
No, it's that no nap because you were playing Player Unknown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you were playing a non-Blizzard game. That's why.
So I also want to say thank you to all of our mods. So that's Rogster, you see, Awesome Trousers and Sorts for being there when I can't, especially when I was not feeling well and I see all the chats and stuff. So thank you very much. It definitely helps.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
So our next show will be Saturday, June the 10th, right? Right. At 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. North American Eastern Standard Time, whatever time that is, or daylight time, I don't know what it is. It's 7 o'clock Eastern. Sunday, June 11th, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern, which is 1 a.m. Central European Time. We'll be joined by Momentary Genius. Anyways, I like their name.
She's lovely.
Yeah. So, do you want to say? Want to say something?
No.
About, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. And no, I didn't mean about the other thing about. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
No.
Okay.
It's okay.
So cool. Okay. So fine.
Hi.
It's cool because I can start being like, do you want to, and she knows exactly what I mean. So it's pretty cool. That's uh-huh. That's why we do the shows together, because we know we don't even have to talk. We just do what? No. Okay. So thank you, Nisi, for joining us again today, and this time yes. Not to fill in for me, like as like a legit real guest. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, we love
for having me.
We love having you on, Nisi. And again, you've given us lots of things to think about, especially with, you know, with your journeys with your Bloodthirsties and all the crazy good stuff you do, which is awesome. So can you tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Okay, so we try to keep it simple here because, you know, lots of names can be very confusing. So you can find me on Facebook, Twitch now, that's a new one, YouTube, and on Twitter by searching Nisi BGN. And I am also on the WoW Challenges Discord in case you need anything or have any questions. But the fastest way to get a hold of me will probably be through Twitter.
Awesome. And we'll have all those links up on the WoW Challenges website with the show episode. So thank you, Nisi. As always, we love having you come have a chat with us. It's always good fun. And the guinea pigs too. So yay!
Oh, yes.
All right, so where you can find us, don't forget, check out the WoW Challenges website, which is wowchallenges.com. You can send us an email, like what Tiber did. Thank you, Tiber. Send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can contact us on Twitter. We have @WoWChallenges. And don't forget, we do have a Discord server, which is always lively. So thanks, everyone, for jumping in there. Check it out at tinyurl.com/WoWChallengesDiscord. We have a Facebook page. Have a look at that. Facebook.com/WoWChallenges, as well as all the videos of stone eating hickory sticks you can see on youtube.com/WoWChallenges1. Oh, yeah, and him drinking his last Cherry Coke.
I'm not drinking
Cherry Cola? Yet. What's it called?
Cherry Coke.
Oh, yeah, hang on.
It's in my fridge. I'm
Cherry Coke.
Trying to find it. Okay. Good reason to drink okay. it. It might just
save it for Father's Day.
Keep it for something special until you get more. Yeah. Anyway, don't forget, you can come catch us live every week on Twitch, which is twitch.tv/WoWChallenges. Coffee is my blood. Stone. Your go.
You can find me on Twitter @stonegrasp. Because I'm grasping your
soul. Yeah, you'll be grasping something else in a minute, buddy.
just want to say that, you know, okay. And as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast that we do live on Thursdays. 6 a.m.
They are.
6 a.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Australian Eastern.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly.
So,
all right, where are you
where can we
me?
Find you?
I'm already ahead of you. You can find me on Twitter. I am at Leta. Wow, which is LWETAWOW. Hey, look, I have got herbs that I've got to sort out, and I've got Squirt Day to deal with. So, yes, there's much to be had for the rest of the day. Don't forget, check out Behind the Avatar and Adventures in Azeroth. Those are the other podcasts that I do. As always, big thank you to Mark Conan for our intro. We love it. And it is awesome. Mark Conan, you can find on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow, as well as a co-host of Torrent Think Tank with Jules. Other than that, good luck, all you challengers this week. Have a wonderful week, both in and out of game. Nisi, good luck with your new extra, what is it?
Bloody. I don't think she's going to need luck.
Bloody beyond the grave.
Bloody beyond the grave. There we go. Yes. No. Good luck, because I want her to kick the boys' butts. I'm just saying. I mean, good luck, Zorts.
Tawing. Yeah.
I'm doing a little cheesy smile. But yeah, wow. Go Nisi. Go Nisi.
I don't believe
and Stone, have a good week.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'm here.
I'm not. We're going.
Yeah,
we're going, wave! Everyone wave! Thanks, chat room!
Peace.
Thanks, chat room.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2017. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.